Next, we explore questions about how scientific findings are published and verified, and whether allegations of fraud involving a top science journal are damaging credibility with the wider public. Yesterday, Science Magazine retracted a study published in December that found people's attitudes toward same-sex marriage were more likely to be changed by face-to-face conversations with gay canvassers over straight ones. It was a study that got quite a bit of pickup in the news media. Now that it's been retracted by a leading journal, it poses questions for the scientific establishment. Again, to Hari, who has more on the story.
The study's lead author asked for the retraction after the original findings could not be duplicated, and his co-author, a graduate student, was accused of misrepresenting how the work was done. This is the latest retraction in a major journal. In recent years, there have been others involving cloning and stem cell research. Ivan Oransky is a journalist as well as a medical doctor who broke this story. He is co-founder of the blog Retraction Watch and global editorial director of MedPage Today, an online medical news service for physicians and other medical professionals. So, first of all, this particular case, how did we get here? What went wrong?
So what seems to have gone wrong was that only some of this study, or at least we can only see that some of this study actually happened. Lots of pressure on researchers. We don't exactly know what happened here in the sort of early days, but part of the study, which was that gay people went to people's houses and tried to convince them that gay marriage was a good thing, that they should agree with it. That part seems to have happened. What's a little unclear is whether they're surveying them afterward to tell whether you'd actually change their minds, which in this case was a pretty important part of the study, whether that actually happened. And so you fast forward a little bit, this paper gets published in a really big journal, as you said, in Science, a major science journal.
Yeah.
And that happens in December. And then a couple months later, some grad students at Berkeley, they decide, oh, we want to do the next set of experiments. We think this is pretty cool.
And this is how science works.
That's supposed to be how science works. So they start looking at it, and something doesn't look right to them. They start asking a lot of questions, which, again, is supposed to be the way science works. Ask the lead author, hey, you know, what's actually happening here? And no one can find the data.